This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two of the vetoes overridden by lawmakers.
I thought we had a good veto session. You know, we were able to work through many of our priority bills.
I was very proud of this caucus and the way it stood up and defended their districts and what they believe in.
The annual veto session started and ended on Wednesday. In all, 13 vetoes were overridden. 7 vetoes plus 2 line items and budget bills will remain intact. This does not include any vetoes that were overridden during the regular legislative session. Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit handled House Bill 1631 in the upper chamber. He says thanks to this veto override, voter ID will go on the ballot in November.
I'm very glad that after 10 years, we've got a bill that I think the voters will pass and hopefully in November. I encourage everyone to get out and vote in support of that. And this is a common sense compromise that will ensure the integrity of our election and make sure everybody has the opportunity to vote.
Assistant Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says House Bill 1631 was improved from its original inception.
When they sat down and worked on that bill, they took a really bad bill. They improved it a bit. But, you know, none of us voted for it when the bill was debated in session. None of us agreed that we would, and none of us agreed that we would sit down on it. It just happened. It evolved how it evolved.
Senate Bill 656 sponsor Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown says despite popular belief, law enforcement does support changing Missouri gun laws.
And actually, my local sheriff says, well, we're not going against you on that. And I visited with the Police Chiefs Association. I visited with a lot of them. What it came to was not actually what was in this bill, but it uncovered some other issues, like I said, when I was on the floor.
Senator Walsh adds Senate Bill 656 points out the difference between rural and urban Missouri.
Because I come from an area that overwhelmingly asked us not to have conceal and carry in this state. I don't get very many emails on this issue supporting this bill. I get overwhelming amount of emails that tell me that this is wrong for Missouri.
This new law will not take effect until January 1st, 2017.
I move the veto session of the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly stand adjourned. Sine die pursuant to the Constitution.
In early November, Missouri senators will return to the Capitol for leadership elections. Pre-filed legislation for next year will receive bill numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will officially start at noon on January 4th, 2017. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.